Wongarrulli Majinu, Saturday mornings with Adrian Francis on ABC Radio Canberra Wiradjuri.
Are you a fan of the National Folk Festival? Next weekend, the Folky is celebrating 30 years in Canberra. And among the headline acts this year is Archie Roach. For over 30 years, Archie has delivered beautiful, heartbreaking, thoughtful, honest music and stories that's taught us just as much as it has moved us. And I was privileged to speak to Archie ahead of his performance in Canberra. In the language of Canberra's custodians, the Ngunnawal people, yuma and welcome Archie Roach.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Archie, there are so many milestones in 2022. It is the 30th anniversary of the National Folk Festival here in Canberra. Why did you agree to include Canberra and a folk event in your last road tour of Queensland, New South Wales and the ACT?
Canberra's, it's a great place. I've been there quite a few times through the years, I think it's a great city. But it's about being able to go there and be part of the folk festival I've been to once or twice, I believe. I think so. And it's one of the great festivals in the country, folk festivals. And as I see myself as a folk musician in that, the songs I sing, what I sing about is, stories of people and country and places, and I really, that's what folk music is about. So, it's good to go to, and plus being the seat of government, to go there and perform,
Do you have any memorable experiences performing in Canberra or our surrounding capital region over the years?
Well, in Canberra itself, there used to be a venue, I don't know, it could still be going, called Tilly's. They were still playing there. I saw one Aboriginal lad who lived out a bit from the Sydney, I think, and he walked in, and what I noticed was he had a snowy beard, and so forth. And is that snow, bud? And he goes, I got caught in the snow before he got here. I mean, things like that just stay with you,
Now, you've just released your latest self-titled career anthology, Archie Roach, My Songs, 89 to 21. Is this your final album?
Well, I hope not. I hope I'm able to continue to write some songs and record more songs. It's just not as, I suppose, not as forthcoming as they were back in the day when I first started, where I wrote a lot from my experience. And as you get older, you realise, well, there's nothing much more that I've experienced I can write about. So you've got to find inspiration elsewhere. But I hope to continue to write and create music songs.
It features one brand new track, One Song, which has been described as a bit of a lullaby. What's your ambition with that song?
Oh, to give people an idea of the cosmology and also dreaming of the old people that I've travelled around the country. One thing in common I've noticed is that a lot of the old people believe that a lot of the earth was actually sung into being, and the trees, the rivers, fishes, animals, and people. So that's what that's about, and that we all come from that one song or that one breath that brought us life.
Of course, this anthology also includes so many of your classics like Walking Into Doors from 1993, so relevant now, sadly, Archie Roach.
It is, sadly. You think, you do what you can to bring attention to something that is, an ugly part I don't know if I say life, but an ugly part of society where, this still continues today. And it still confounds me as to why, because the people that you're supposed to protect and cherish and love. For one reason or another, there's no reasons as far as I'm concerned, but they're being violence is committed upon them for no reason really, actually, and it's just so disheartening. But you still talk about it. I still talk about it and continue to sing that song, Yeah, there's been fellowship that have actually come up to me and said, listen, I listened to that song and I listened to it. And it's helped me to turn around and turn my life around. And, so hopefully, that's one good thing, but we really need to sit down and have a conversation with families and people and say, this is a part of life or society that we really don't want, we don't understand, and you've got to talk about it, the perpetrators as well as the victims, and we really need to get to the bottom the bottom of what it is, this confounding, this damn thing called domestic violence.
How does that make you feel when some men come up to you, like you've just described, after a performance of Walking Into Doors, and share that with you?
I actually physically grab them by the shoulders and hug them, and I say, listen, you really want to be, you and me, we never started out in life to become this person or this monster that sometimes lashes out at our loved ones, and now that you've got to accept, you're starting to accept that what you're doing is wrong, and it's a no go. I just talk to them and embrace them and say, you're on the road to a healing, and you need to heal yourself first as to why you commit the things that you do, and then start healing your family. And if you're still able to do that, and hopefully you haven't alienated your family that much that they won't have anything to do with you.
As well as shining a light on domestic and family violence and other things that are difficult to talk about, stories of the stolen generations, what kind of an impact has a song like Took the Children Away had in your lifetime?
Oh, for me in particular, it's been very therapeutic. It's helped me when I'm young about writing it and singing about it, but also helped me to understand that, I had no idea about what it was. And there was actually government policy to do that until people come up. I mean, older people than me, I remember when I first sang it at Ma Peru's in 1988. And this old man and this old woman, this other gentleman, he must have been in his 70s or late 60s at least. And he had this woman there with him. And she couldn't have been much younger. And he asked me, he said, who did you write that song for, boy? I said, oh, that's a song about me. He said, no, you wrote that song for me. I said, oh, why is that, huh? And he goes, well, I was taken away as a kid. I said, how old was you then? I said, oh, he was about 5 or 6. So it would have been at least, 60 years ago that he was taken. Back then in 88, And he turned to the woman that was beside him and said, and this is my sister. And he met her last week. And he could have knocked me over with a feather. I just stood there stunned and went, what? And I didn't realise the extent or what this policy had on people, the extent of the, I don't know, the pain, the trauma or suffering that this policy inflicted upon people. So I didn't think about it in those terms too much until that happened, yeah.
On ABC Radio Canberra, you're listening to Archie Roach ahead of his performance at the National Folk Festival in Canberra. And 2022 also marks the 30-year anniversary of Treaty by Yothu Yindi, who are also performing at the National Folk Festival closing ceremony. Archie, how do you reflect on that song, Treaty, now?
Oh, look, it's a classic song. But it just took Australia. It went in the charts, top of the charts, it was just top of the charts, actually, for so many weeks. In this country, for goodness sake. I mean, you know, what I mean by that is that, you know, you think, wow, how they embraced this song, you know, and talking about treaty. And, you know, I remember when Bob Hawke talked about, yeah, there's going to be a treaty, and that never occurred, people still, singing about it, but it was like, it's still an important song when people like where things are going underway, at least in Victoria, and hopefully we're getting closer to having a treaty there. We need some more discussion, more conversation about it. It's an important song still today. Like, you know, as I took the children away as walking in the doors.
2022 also marks the 50th anniversary of the Aboriginal Tent Embassy being established, a significant milestone in the land rights movement here in Canberra. How hopeful are you that the next generation will achieve the change that's needed?
Oh, look, I am hopeful and optimistic. You know, we need to... I see young people. I go into schools or young people write me letters, you know, and saying, you know, talking about, you know, being taken away and them not understanding. So why would they do that, you know? You know, and I, you know, and so, you know, I think, you know, the more we educate, you know, young people, you know, freaking them out, without scaring them in one way or another, but just say this is part of your history as well as mine, and maybe when you grow up, you might find yourself in the position to be able to set things right, or at least, you know, start healing and start heading towards, you know, being able to help people to heal. So yeah, I'm optimistic. You know, young people are a lot more wiser than their elders or parents were. And they take a lot on board themselves without any sort of like influence or without from older people. Yeah.
Tell me about your work with the Archie Roach Foundation and where your focus is with this at the moment.
Oh, look, the Archie Roach Foundation is just, you know, it's a, I suppose, walk alongside up and coming, not just musicians. Singer-songwriters, but, you know, help them in some way. Maybe they need to record, or we've got a couple of awards through the foundation. As part of the NEMA Awards in Darwin, and other awards where you just, I just give people, you know, an amount of money, maybe $2,000-$3,000, and so they can sit back and maybe take the time just to create a little bit without worrying about where the next dollar is going to come from. Things like that, but also working with people who want to produce shows. We work with a lady called Jessie Roy. There's a woman, young woman called Jessie Roy, and the Mission Songs Project she's got, which is an amazing. It's just so good to see and listen to, and things like that. And what do people really want to do with their lives? Is there any way we, you know, if it's in the arts, you know, so it's music, it goes. So that's what the foundation hopes to achieve. Just give people that support that they need, whether it be, you know, recording, maybe producing a show. Yeah.
During lockdown, you also began a very popular initiative called your Kitchen Table Vodcasts. Is this something you're going to continue?
Well, yeah. We started off last year with talking about the songs of Charthol Lane and the influence behind those songs, the stories behind those songs, and that did well. And this one where we're talking to up-and-coming younger and maybe not so younger musicians, singer songwriters, and where they're from, what they listened to when they were younger, and what inspires their music today, or stories behind their songs. And you know, I get so much from them, you know, how they've gone about creating their music and their stories. And hopefully, you know, something else will be able to think of doing, next one.
Well, as well as releasing your 44-track anthology, you've also released your autobiography, Tell Me Why. And, of course, this comes off the back of being inducted into the Hall of Fame at the ARIAs in November, as well as being named Best Contemporary Album and Best Male Artist. How does all this industry recognition sit with you now?
Oh, look, it's great to be, you know, recognised and for what you do. And but it's like it's been quite a lot, you know, that I've been recognised for. And I'm thinking, well, you know, surely there must be. I know there's other people in the country that get awards and accolades, but it's like it comes a time where you think, you know, I'm just happy to be able to do what I do. You know, and if people like it and they show their appreciations through maybe, you know, award here and there, that's okay. But it's, you know, at a point in your life where you come and think it's not really necessary. You've sort of understood what it is that you do, and you're quite content and happy with that. And without not necessarily having someone pat you on the back and say, well done, you know, because it's just something you do now.
Archie Roach, what a pleasure to speak to you. It's great to hear that you're content and happy with where you are. And Yarra, goodbye.
And Yarra to you too. Goodbye.